All right, as we continue, Mark Morano's with us, the author of The Politically Incorrect Guide to Climate Change, and he has the movie Climate Hustle now on demand on DVD. Betsy Rosenberg, environmental reporter, climate commentator, as we continue our debate about CNN's 7-hour infomercial on climate change for the Democrats. Now, here's my next question, Betsy. Very simple, yes or no. Do you support the Green New Deal, where everything is free, everything, as promised by Ocasio-Cortez, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the congresswoman, and do you support eliminating the use of oil and gas in the next 10 years, and do you support eliminating the combustion engine and reducing our consumption of cows and maybe even getting rid of planes? Do you support that, yes or no?
Yes, because I like this planet and I love my kids and hope to have grandkids.
And you're a socialist.
And if we don't make changes,
you're a socialist.
John, they will be doomed. You call me a whatever you want. You're a denier. You're a denier.
I'm a denier. I know. I'm a denier.
Doing this. You're lying.
I know. They call me a denier when I didn't believe the Ice Age was coming too, Mark.
The Ice Age is not what's at stake here. It's not what it's about here. You guys know
what's interesting is the global cooling scare, they blamed tornadoes, floods, droughts, extreme weather on man-made global cooling. They thought we were putting out aerosols in the atmosphere, which was blocking the sun and going to cause a catastrophe. But it was the exact same thing. And beyond blaming it, they also had the same solution. We've had the same solution to environmental problems since the overpopulation scare in the 1960s. And those solutions are always centralized planning, wealth redistribution, treaty, international treaties that take away your individual sovereignty as a country. Those have been the same solutions. Global warming is merely the latest scare in the face of the Green New Deal and the UN treaty. They're using.
All right, I'm going to have to let you go.
To seek their agenda.
Mark's book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Climate Change, Betsy Rosenberg. Hey, Betsy, listen, if it's all over in 10 years, I propose something. I'll propose an invitation to you. How about we have a big party in 10 years and celebrate the fact that you're going to be wrong, just as every other prediction was wrong in the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, in the early 2000s. In 10 years, we will have a big party and say, oh, thank God, the earth didn't melt away.
And someday, if you want to have me on again, I'll tell you what climate change has done to my life. No kidding.
I know. You
it's
enjoy your socialist utopia.
I care,
you enjoy
you guys, about our children and our
I know.
People
I don't,
and our planet.
And you think we want children to die and we want dirty air and water, don't you?
Yes, and I will debate you. Let's have a debate.
Oh,
a televised debate. And I'll tell you why.
Of course you want a televised. Why would I give you access to the number one show on cable?
You guys are a big part of the problem.
I'm a big... All right, so you want to put... Would you like to put us in jail? Would you like to put us in jail?
I would like to get you off the air.
You want me off the air. You want to silence me,
absolutely.
Don't you?
Absolutely. Anyone who denies science has no right to be on national television during this time of crisis. Okay?
And you would allow the government to take me off the air. You would empower your government to silence
me. It's the people, Sean. And they're
No. The people are voting. Listen, I have the number one show on cable and one of the top talk radio shows in the country. You're saying you would support.
It should be over now, Sean.
Well, it's not. I'm actually having the best ratings I've ever had in my career.
Well, we'll see what we can do about that. You know,
so everybody that disagrees with you wants dirty air, water, and doesn't care about kids, and you want to silence them.
It's irresponsible for you to be.
You want to silence anybody you disagree with. You want to silence me, don't you?
Do you love your kids? Do you love your paycheck more than your children and future grandchildren?
Excuse me, I don't buy into. I don't buy your hysterical predictions that your hyperbole. I don't buy it. It's one big lie. I got to go. Thank you. Quick break. Right back. We'll continue.